104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks, the Ed Lover Morning Show. Jim BT and I are talking about whole-ass albums that we bought based on one single, and the album turned out to be trash.
Yeah, we're reminiscing over here.
Let's talk to Natalie from the South Side. Nat, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Natalie, what album did you buy based on a single?
Something for the People. My Love Is a Shh.
My Love Is a Shh. And you bought the whole album?
Yes, and that album was not good.
Darn. You know what? I would have bought that album, too.
Where you buy that album for, Natalie?
I think I got it at Walmart for
$9.99.
I feel your pain. Give us some Hammer tickets. I feel your pain on that one, Natalie.
Here's some free MC Hammer house party tickets for you, and they don't cost $9.99. So we can at least do that for you for buying that horrible album.
You didn't buy Hammer's album when he came out with Pumps in the Bump, did you? Nat, thanks for calling this morning. Let's talk to Eric.
From Flossmore.
From Flossmore or Flossless. Eric, how you doing?
Good.
Eric, what album did you buy based on a single?
It was Nelly Sweet, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but it was Over and Over Again with Tim McGraw. I think I'm more embarrassed by that fact. Not even the album itself. I was in junior high. I don't know.
That song was terrible.
It was. It was awful.
It was junior high. I mean, we're going to let that one slide.
No, we're not. It was bad.
He was a preteen.
Eric, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for the rest of your life. But thank you for calling.
I am.
Talk to Peter
thank
from
you.
Chicago. Peter, what up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Peter? Tell me what album you bought based on what single.
I bought the Angie Martinez album. So she had that one hit song, If I Could Go. You know, I thought it was kind of fly. So I ran out, bought the whole album.
Bruh.
Guess what? That song wasn't even on the album. It wasn't even on there. I paid $17 for that CD. It was one hit. It's not even on the CD.
I could just see you skipping through the whole CD at your cereal like, where's my song?
Thanks, I appreciate it. Let's talk to Peter from Chicago. Peter, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Peter, tell me what album you bought based on what single.
I can't remember the name of the album. It was a J-Lo album. I just bought it for the picture on the cover.
You bought it from the picture on the cover?
The picture on the cover.
You ain't even like none of the music. You just bought it because of the picture on the cover.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I can see you check it out at the line at Best Buy. They're like, we know why you're buying the CD.
Peter.
You got me on that.
Bro, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, man. For real. Well, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to see MC Hammer, Sir Mix-A-Lot, and Kid and Play, the Two Live Crew, and the Funky Bunch, July 25th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. All right?
Oh, man. Thanks, Ed.
Maybe that'll make you feel better, man. A little bit less embarrassed.
Yeah,
thanks. Thanks for calling the Ed Lover Morning Show. I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for calling in this morning. Talking about albums that you bought just based on a single, and the album was horrible. Coming up, three random facts. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3.